Give me a few seconds of silence and I'll start. Me, 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 me,
Take a
me.
deep breath. Take a deep breath, Corn.
Don't hyperventilate now.
Just calm.
I'm so nervous. Oh, God.
Is that Pee-wee?
No, I was just trying to do something else.
I don't know what's going on.
I didn't
on
know before. I can do Pee-wee.
Can you do silence? Because that's what we need at the moment.
Sounds like...
Yeah.
Bleeps.
Give us your impression of silence. He's terrible at that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your worst impression yet.
I'm trying to think of a sound to make. I don't really make sounds.
Well, the point here is nothing. That's the point.
Beep. I don't know.
That's not silence at all. There is no sound for silence. You're thinking too hard. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Game Podunk Cast. I'm Jordan Haygood, and joining me today is TK and, Corn, I think? Or is it Marshall?
Hey.
Oh wait, I forget. Oh. He doesn't exist anymore.
Aww.
R.I.P. Marshall.
Hello everyone.
Again. Hi, TK.
How are you?
We're fine.
We're all fine.
We're all fine here, I think. We'll go with that.
You're talking a lot, by the way, audience.
Yeah.
Just another night.
And the next thing you know, when we get into these topics, he won't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe he has some games he's been playing. How about it, TK?
Actually, I have not played in a couple of weeks since
Son of a...
off the record, but I finally got to play last night just so I can talk about it in the podcast.
Oh, it's a good thing we did it today.
Yes. I tested, first game I tested out is Tokyo Jungle, which was actually a surprise about hunting, breeding, and feeding as animals, like living in a world with no human, where humans are extinct or something. You're in Tokyo,
Paradise.
It's a jungle out there, you have to survive on your own. Survival of the fittest. So far from playing an hour of it, I was... get to play as a dog and a deer. Of course, like, two different things. Like, the dog will be, like, the meat eater, and then the deer would be the herbivore eating plants. So I tried survival for both, and I fail as a plant eater deer. What?
Just continue.
So anyways, it was tough playing the deer because you only eat plants and you're pretty much weak against carnivores and tough animals.
You don't say.
And
deer are
see.
Like giant man-eating beasts.
Yeah, man, bear, pig.
You've never had to fight a deer? They're ruthless.
I haven't fought a deer. Fought a chicken. And some cats.
That's why you always have to shoot them from a distance. Because if you get up close, you're not going to survive.
You win, you won.
And then I played a little bit of the story, but to unlock the story, you have to like play survival and find like archives, kind of like collectibles to advance the story. So you have to keep playing survival and go to different areas of the game to unlock. Story. Only unlocked two stages, so I'm like, man, it's gonna take a while to find all the archives, so I'll just play little by little. And after a first impression, after an hour, it's pretty good. And then after that, last night, I played Grand Theft Auto 4 for a little bit. And I have the complete collection. I decided, hey, everyone's playing GTA 5. I'll play GTA 4 for a while. And I played the Ballad of Gay Tony, and just to see where I'm at. And that's the only story I haven't finished in the game. And I was surprised that I was able to remember how to play the game off the bat. So it was pretty fun. But the missions are pretty fun and sometimes tough. Like the one I had trouble with is mostly the racing stuff. Like,
I wonder why.
Yeah. There's a mission where you start off in the helicopter and you parachute down. And you try to land on the boat, but I couldn't land on the boat. I land somewhere else. So I would swim to the boat, and you have to race against other boats and then get on the land and get in the car and race through the city. I did that, and then I failed, and I was like, screw this, I'm going to bed. And that's all the games I've been playing.
Awesome.
All right.
Has Korn been playing something?
A few things here and there. Anything new? I don't think so. That's some Pokemon, actually.
What?
Fire Red, for some reason.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know you played Pokemon. What happened to PC Master Race, huh? Are you playing a ROM?
Who do you think I am?
Korn.
Who do you think I am?
So you've been playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
Is this on an old Game Boy, or what?
Yes.
Are you being illegal?
No.
Good.
Do you want me to answer it? Yes or no?
Because no one ever should do that. Right, guys?
There's a bunch of crap in my garage.
I'm sure someone needs to
play. I'm like, oh yeah, I own this. I play it.
Old stuff. Dig it out of the closet. Or wherever you keep stuff.
Yeah, I found a TK in there once.
You guys might not know, but he's in a closet right now.
Actually, I'm back in the seat because it was so uncomfortable.
So you've been playing anything else other than Pokemans?
No, I don't play a lot these days because I'm boring.
Oh no.
I'll see if I play more in the future, but it's sort of money's going towards other things.
Yep.
Drug trades, gun
smuggling. Welcome to the real world. Okay, there you go. Shouldn't have said that. So nothing. Then how about me? Well,
okay.
I could say Animal Crossing, but you guys know that.
You could.
I could. I already did it technically. Let's see. I played some Mario World, recorded some more of my Let's Play. I bought Rayman Legends, but sadly I haven't been able to play it. I haven't had time.
I'm hearing it has pretty
worst
good
game
reviews
of the year, I'm hearing.
Even though it's at like 91 on Metacritic.
I've only seen one review, and they're a bad review. I mean,
yeah.
And the reviewer was.
Yes. Yeah, I looked on Metacritic and saw the only not good review, and it was like 100, 100, 100, 95, 95, and all the way to like the 80, and then below 80 was like 50, and then I was like, oh, it's a bad game, and blah blah blah. Like, really? I haven't even heard of your website, US Gamer. I think that's what it was called. I can't remember. But
some people get sensitive with reviews these days. Like the other day, people were pissed off about like Grand Theft Auto 5 being like a 7 or something out of 10. What the heck? It should be 10. Blah blah.
Yeah.
So, geez.
It's a 98 on Metacritic. Just everyone's giving good reviews. I don't know. I haven't played it, so. But
me neither. But I like to judge things without having any information, because I'm a true fan of video games.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, the GTA series is fine. It's probably not worth 100, but
yeah,
it's fine.
Oh no. Yeah. I don't really know what the... I've never actually played much of the story of any of them. I own several games, and I've never actually beat any of them. I just got to the point where I would just pick it up to go around town doing illegal stuff. Like everyone in the world.
Yeah. What's life if you're not being illegal?
There are times when you're so bored that I drive safely and be just drive around the neighborhood. It's funny logic in the game too.
Yep. Especially whenever you cheat and you make like guys in chicken suits fly in clown cars. Which I believe I saw once in San Andreas. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But it was available in the game.
Try living here for a day, mate.
Oh, and you can also turn all the citizens into clowns, I think.
Well, of course you can.
Actually, I think that was the point. That everyone was a clown and they had clown cars. And CJ was dressed as a chicken and he just kept stealing the clown cars. And then there was a cheat where you could fly in the car. And so that happened. Anyway.
Using the most elegant and amazing flight physics in a game ever.
Anyway.
Have fun segueing.
There's no segues. Whatever. There is no segue. I don't know. I browsed my 3DS eShop too. And one of the new games was Sonic Generations, so I thought since it was like $30, I felt like buying it. So I bought it and played it, and it's pretty fun. Nice classic feel to it, which is why I bought it, because I knew that it was like that, considering it has classic Sonic and everything. But one thing I do have to say about that game is you play online... Everyone there is, like, a master at that game, and it makes you just want to kill them. Seriously. Don't play online in that game unless you're, like, the best.
Is it mostly, like, racing each other?
Yeah, you just try to get to the end. You try to get to the end of the level before them. And then you end up going too fast and falling into a pit of doom, and you're screwed. Because then you go back way far, and they're still going as fast as they were. Not dying ever because they know everything. In any case, it's a pretty short game. I enjoy the remixes because nostalgia. But
yeah. I've been wanting to pick that game up too, especially for PS3.
Yeah, I have the 360. It's always cheap. Yeah, I have the 360 version. I got it for pretty cheap. Yeah, probably better. And it has I don't know. Different levels. Sounds cool. That's
because the only Sonic games I've been playing is from the Sega Genesis collection. Sonic Hedgehog 1 and 2.
Good games. Good games. Games.
What's recommended, right? For Sonic Generations.
What?
Right? It's recommended.
Yeah, I liked it. As far as the 3D Sonic,
Captain Seal of Approval.
as far as newer Sonic games go, you know, with getting bad rap and everything, it does a lot of things right, just in terms of how a 3D Sonic game should be, and it emphasizes speed a lot, which is fun.
The entirety of Sonic.
Yeah, but...
Emphasis on speed.
Just, I don't know, recent games, it just seems like they didn't actually try to emphasize it so much. They're just like...
Which is why I haven't played them.
I mean, after Sonic Adventure 2, it was just like, I don't know. Go collect these things, and... I mean, even in Sonic Adventure 2, it was just... It's only Sonic's and Shadow's campaigns involve speed. It was just like... A bunch of slow things otherwise. But yeah. It's fun. And
speaking of slow things.
Slow things. I don't really know. But that's about all I've been playing since last we spoke.
Yeah, not much going on.
Not much.
We've all been busy.
Not much being played for any of us, no. And hopefully next time, but I don't count on it. We're all busy in our own ways. Sorry, guys. We're boring for now. We'll let you know when we're not boring anymore. But don't count on it.
Never count on us.
Yeah, we're all failures, so we always will be.
Well, okay.
So, Korn, you brought up a neat little topic. About the alphabet. I mean, wait, no, it was about alphas and betas.
Early alphas and betas.
Sorry.
Alpacas and babies.
No.
Giving people access to them so they can play the game.
Yeah. And, I mean, really, I don't know, the only time I ever see that with, like, that isn't just, hey guys, we need to hire some beta testers for these games, so come to our company and, you know,
slave away for us.
Yeah. And while we yell at you for something. And it's not paid very well, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, PC does a lot of, has a lot of games where just anyone can play anywhere.
Two or three.
Get feedback. And especially, like, MMOs do that a little differently, where just anyone can, well, I don't know about anyone. I guess it depends on what the creator wants, but they have a lot of people just playing the beta versions. Like, recently it was, Final Fantasy 14.
A realm reborn.
Exactly. That just recently got, you know, its full release. It was in beta before that, which
I mean,
if you didn't know, that's kind of what stole Marshall away at first. Not at first. Well, yeah, at first. I think that's actually what started keeping him away from us.
Because of his general loathing of human contact.
Yep. And there was school. Thanks, school. If he's to be believed. But, you know, whatever.
Anyway, back on topic. MMO launches are essentially betas anyway, considering how stable and good they are.
Yeah, it's basically...
So basically they're just calling them betas now instead of just being like, hey, it's the launch. Oh, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Great. It's basically they launch it, but they call it beta, and then as it's out, they fix some problems they have. Then once the problems are fixed, they call it a full launch, like okay, the game's fully
out. Which is a smart way of doing it, I think.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know, it's easy.
Anyone
it's
who complains,
easier.
You can just be like, beta,
shut
up, go home.
You can't actually know... Like, the companies can't really know from themselves how the game is, so they get just a bunch of people to play it, and then they report problems. Otherwise, like, I can't remember. I think I heard some talk, at least from, like, Shigeru Miyamoto and some of the people who have been in the game for a while, talk about how they had to replay their game over and over again just to fix every bug, especially... like the ones that are perfectionists and they have to, like they, actually it reminds me of something, someone quoted something from Shigeru Miyamoto saying that his biggest nightmare is finding a bug in one of his games. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of devs are like that, where they just don't want to find a bug after the official launch that they missed. So, and, especially with the old games. I mean, I know there are new games where all they have to do is provide an update that installs this patch so that it's fixed, good to go. Like,
I mean, it breaks other things at the same time. But, yeah.
There was a, you know, Fallout and Skyrim. You know,
you seeing a theme
these games
there
have
with the two games.
Yep. a certain and company Oblivion, seems and seems
Morrowind, Fallout 3.
A certain company tends to have games with a lot of bugs, and then they fix them later. And I don't know. They're usually the console ones, you know, the console ones that need more in-depth beta testing. If it were possible, I'm sure it'd be really convenient, but for those companies, for console games, unless you're there at the company playing the games, it's usually not going to happen. Unless people just get sent free beta copies of stuff to play in their own home.
Hey, here's a free game.
You know?
Don't need to buy it.
Or if it's digital, then I guess that works. Yeah. Give you a digital copy of something, which is maybe in this new age of more digital emphasis, maybe people will be, like companies will be releasing more beta copies of stuff for console games.
We'll see.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. People are able to download full games now, so maybe they can do that. And it would help, because then it'll be just like what the PC has, which people are downloading these things, testing them, reporting bugs and whatever, giving their feedback, and good to go.
Yep.
Fix it up.
Yep.
And
it's pretty solid.
Yep.
I mean, the big problem, of course, with bringing it to people outside of indie development and stuff like that is it does not work for every kind of game. Like, if you took that to quite a linear story-driven game, then everyone would know the story before the game's even like halfway done. That's true. Like, well, there's no point for me to play this now.
Unless the beta copies are like had all that story stuff omitted, which
but then what would you be playing?
Just the gameplay.
Here's a level. We're not going to tell you what's happening in it. Just play it.
I don't know. If it were like some games that just had demos that were just like, try this demo where you're in a dungeon. Try this demo where you're, you know, doing this other thing and in a battle demo. Like, I don't know. Just certain sections of the game that lets people test out certain things about the game rather than going through the game.
That could have merit in certain areas, but the problem, of course, is you don't really get a good feel of the game as a whole, which does sort of hurt how much you can kind of go.
What if there's a glitch in the cutscenes or something?
That would be very easy to notice, I think.
Probably.
I remember playing Defiance. I've seen
that happen a few times.
Did that happen, TK, in something?
Yeah, during the Defiance beta, there was like a glitch where they had the text of the subtitle, but there's no voice acting. But the text says, like, insert sound, blah, blah. This is what will happen. It's like, it's not even finished, but it was pretty hilarious. And then there's sometimes random glitches where you're floating in the air or, I don't know, something happens. Like, I played Defiance beta with a Pixel, I think, earlier this year at the beta. And my game froze, and then Pixel told me that he saw me floating in the air. And I was just going straight up in space. He was like, what's wrong with you, TK? I'm like, my game froze. I have to restart. He said my character was glitching hilariously. I don't know. It's good to have betas to like know the problems of the game and try to make it better. It's kind of different from like playing demos, because demos just kind of like a preview of the game, but beta is like try to help it make it better. It
depends though, because like a lot of indie devs on a like PC. I hear it too. Yeah, a lot of a lot of indie devs on like PC, small PC games. They, at least some that I've played, they tend to release like demos just whenever they have like an hour or less of like playtime. They're like, hey, I'm gonna release this demo, so you guys play it. Tell me what you think. Tell me what's if there are any problems that I can fix. Then they keep working on their game. They release another demo. And then they, you know, get people to test it out for them.
I mean, you have, was it Rogue Legacy had sort of a demo like that, which was earlier in the game, not as many features, all that kind of stuff. But still quite a big chunk of the game as well. No. Yeah, that's just pretty cool.
Yeah. Some people use demos for them. Of course, it's kind of weird just calling them demos when... like, sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're not. Whatever. Call them pre-alpha versions until they're, like, a full game that needs to be tested. Then it's alpha. Then beta. Then okay, release it. And then there's the Zeta copy. No. Oh, Greek alphabet.
I mean, having this kind of early access open build kind of thing is very useful for indies, because I think it would be really difficult for a lot of these guys to build this game behind this kind of curtain and then release it at the end. Like, it's a lot easier just to be like, here's the basic idea, here's the engine running and everything, here's concept, and we're going to build it up and everything, and then everyone can test it. We don't need to get, well, I don't need to get 100 people in to test it, because I've just had 100 people who want to play the game.
Yeah.
Which means it's going to be a hell of a lot, way less bugs just through that, well, unless the person's not fixing them. Which probably means the game's not very good, because they can't even fix bugs. But,
you know...
And I mean, it obviously...
Go ahead.
Obviously helps with direction as well, because you know, like, you can sort of be like, hey, thinking of putting this in the game, and everyone who's playing it like, no, this is going to mess it up. Don't put an auction house in this. That's stupid. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And then it takes them like 4 years to go, oh yeah, we probably should have removed that.
This reminds me of,
what were you thinking?
Reminds me of the first Final Fantasy 14, how it was just massive flop. And then they redid it based on feedback and whatever. Which then they released the beta.
Expensive.
And then bam, now it's actually a good game, apparently.
Yeah, it actually helps. I think it's good that developers do that, to give a second go and have the beta for everyone. Because it's good to listen to the community, to have good feedback and make the game better.
Yeah, especially helps to have just outside help, you know, just, okay, us, this group working on the game... You know, we worked on it. We're doing this stuff. Let's see what people who have no idea what the game's like test it out and see what they think. It helps because you've been working on this game for like months, so you're probably kind of exhausted on the game. Just so you know everything, you've been going through the whole game several times a day. There are certain kinds of opinions you should get from people who haven't played it.
Yeah, this is why you're selling to the gamers, so the gamers can have a good experience with the game.
Yeah. And you don't want to release a bad game.
Yeah. the worst especially thing. Like Duke Nukem.
Oh boy. In fact, I was kind of thinking of, I was talking about Sonic Generations and how they actually did some good 3D segments, and I was reminded of Sonic 06, which
best
is...
best game of my life.
It just made me think, there's a game that needed several months of beta testing and alpha testing, but of course I think the main problem was, I think it was Microsoft was rushing them too much to release it by a certain time, or either that or
I can't remember to release a game, and then it wasn't as good as it could have been.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Does this sound familiar to you?
I can't remember if it was that. That was one story I heard. I also heard that Sega themselves were rushing Sonic Team to make the game by their by Sonic's like 25th anniversary or something. I don't know if it was 25th or it might have been. 15th, probably 15th, because it was 06 and that was about 15 years after he was born. But yeah, it was one of his anniversaries. They didn't want to miss it, so they tried to release it by the end of the year. Sucked ass, and learned their lesson, I guess. Of course, it took them several games to really come out with something better than decent, which I guess is Sonic Colors, but I haven't played much of it to really find out myself. Either way, Sonic 06 is just hilariously bad. Just I'm just reminded of like whenever I was watching a Let's Play and just it was like Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, and you know you were Sonic and you're like talking to somebody in some town, and while you were doing that, some guy was just walking into Knuckles, and Knuckles just like flew up in the air and did backflips and then fell back down. It's just and then the guy just walked into like a mountain. He just like walked into Earth and just disappeared. Like, come on. Freaking finish your game. This is you had like no beta testing whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of Chris Roberts from before, he said that he said he would like giving the community access to the game and everything would really help the direction. He's the guy making Star Citizen, by the way. He also made Wing Commander and Privateer.
Yay.
For the people who haven't lived a full life, don't know. A lot of people do say that's quite good. On a similar note, the dudes making Elite Dangerous have that kind of stuff where they go, people who pledged a certain amount get access to this kind of forum where they help vote and talk about and decide all this kind of stuff for important features in the game. Like, you know, they talked about death and everything, how that's going to play out in the game. So what happens when you die and all that, which is quite cool. Giving all those people quite a big decision to make in the whole game development instead of just a bunch of developers making it by themselves. No idea if the community's going to like it or not.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, you have seen that quite a few times. Like, people not liking certain features in a game. It's like, if you told the community this was going to be in the game before it was like locked down, you could probably help. But no, it was in there for all of eternity now. And you know, like, always online.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff right there. But that's another topic.
I talked about it enough.
Isn't Project Zomboid still in alpha stage, or did it go to beta yet?
I think it's still alpha.
It is a really good game so far, just in alpha stage.
Yeah, and the stuff that's going to come next sounds amazing. Like, they've got the basic surviving the zombies stuff in there, and next update, whenever the next big update, they're at 2.9. 0.9, 0.17, I think, and then they get a 3.0 at some point, and that's going to add NPCs, which is basically like interactive Walking Dead TV show, better than the Walking Dead game, I presume, unless they mess it up. Like, there'll be just NPCs trying to survive on their own, and you can meet up with them and you can form groups and all that kind of stuff.
That's cool.
And they'll all have their own personalities, and you can kind of interact with the group and they'll do things.
It's supposed to be like really good AI. Where they're actually minds of their own instead of just mindless models of something. Like, hey, I'm just walking around doing nothing. Oh, look, there's a zombie. But the AI sucks, so the zombie's actually not going after me. So I can just do whatever.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out, but it sounds quite amazing just going by it.
Yeah, and it goes back to, like...
even in the base games.
Right. Yeah, just... a lot of PC games, they have that whole, you know, version 1.22 and 1.3, and like they do that. They release version 1, and as you know, they fix problems and come up with something, some ideas, and they can improve on it. They, you know, release different versions, updates. They can do that, and that's what makes a lot of these PC games successful. More than, like, console games where you can't really do that, or at least you weren't able to. Surely now they can do that. Now there are patches, so they can do that. Though I guess it's harder when it's, like, stuff you get on discs. And you have to kind of, I don't know, have an install? I don't really know how it works. Does it just patch the disc stuff? Or what?
Patch the files. I mean, with PC game, it's easier because it's an open platform. You can kind of do whatever you want. Just be like, here's the game over here. you can buy this, or you can click this and get a free little vote. Like, I'm not sure how Purchase Unbound has a free download thing, demo. I mean, at this point, it's basically a lie because the game's changed so much recently. But it's the bones of the game, I guess.
The bones.
But if you do decide to buy the actual current version, then you're in for quite a shock because a lot of things have changed. Like half the features have been taken out, and then half of those features are back in now, and all that kind of stuff. It's nuts.
Yeah, the different stages of betas help. Like the first round would be like, oh, here you go, and then fix the problems in the second round. Oh, there's still a lot more to fix. Okay, and then third, fourth, and fifth. That's why I think in the Final Fantasy 14, they had like different stages throughout the month. Because I remember there was like open beta and closed beta.
Yeah. Different.
I think I played the closed beta, which was for those who got the ticket to play.
I got the ticket.
I mean, if you look at Project Zomboid, since we talked about that, they have a sort of closed beta kind of thing. They'll have internal testers who will play the game and then obviously sweep out the worst of the bugs, like the this is totally unplayable at the moment kind of bugs. And then they're like, alright, got that sword. Boom, everyone can play it, this version. And then they kind of just go, alright, there's some really obscure thing that happens when I do this. We can clean that up. And like, hey, this doesn't work with my computer because it has this crazy thing that no one's ever bought before.
You know, I remember sometime on Facebook, I followed Capcom for some reason.
You follow people on Facebook?
Yes. Sometimes.
It's been a while since I've used it, but I'm pretty sure that's slightly different from Twitter.
Well, it's, you like their page.
It's changed, it's fine. Yeah, whatever.
It's basically the same thing as following, because then you start seeing their statuses.
You like Capcom.
Well, I have to say follow, because it's kind of odd to just word it that way. So I like Capcom, and they said this. I follow what they say, I guess. Because news and stuff, maybe? I don't know. Either way. It was around the time. Sometime after Resident Evil 6, and around the time Raccoon City.
Was it just oops flops. And big caps?
Yeah, sure. Kind of. It was like. Well, there was something about, like, we need to, we're hiring new programmers and whatever. Like, uh-oh. But, we're also hiring some beta testers, which I don't really know how that works. I mean, just random Facebook people. Just like, hey, I'm gonna go beta test for you. Okay, lol.
Isn't that quite like a revolving door kind of job? Like, you go in there and you're like, well, this kind of sucks, I'm going to leave, and then, like, some other idiot comes in and does it. Because it's like, the pay's shit, and then you're basically being paid to play a broken game, actually, which is not fun.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about beta testing and how it's just the worst thing. Because I forgot who it was, but it was like, they're talking about how it was just, like, so tedious, and the bosses would just keep, you know, being dicks. And I don't know, I recall hearing a conversation from somebody. I think somebody from GP, maybe. I don't know.
I think it was Zero, because I was in GP chat with him one time, and then he mentioned, like, he was getting paid for a little amount for a couple of days. And then they have you play the beta all day, and you have in breaks in between. I think you did Call of Duty, Black Ops 2, then something else. But he said it was a pretty. It's like a long day of work, trying to help improve the game. Or that's what he said in his experience. Can't remember how much he made, but it was probably at least $300.
Yeah. from everyone I've heard, it's basically pays next to nothing.
Is that $300 for, like, several days of beta testing?
Per hour.
I think so.
An hour?
It's like $100 a day. Yeah. But at least you get paid.
It's not something, yeah, but it's not something I think I'd be interested in. Just
no.
Sitting there.
Games that aren't, you know,
I'd rather, yeah, I'd rather play full games, being able to play from beginning to end, rather than, like, play the same part over and over again and
oh, yeah,
just try to find every little detail, see if everything works. You know, it's basically being a completionist and...
It's worse than that. Because when you're playing a game to complete, you're doing tasks. And this, you're like, hey, go through this level over and over again.
Hey, try to go here. Try to go here. Yeah. Yeah. going everywhere, trying to break stuff to see if it will break. And then you have to wait for the person to fix that broken part. Then you have to do it again to see if it breaks again. Doesn't seem like my kind of job.
No. Which is why I think giving it to the people, whatever, so they can be like, you can have a whole bunch of people playing the entire game for fun. And obviously giving a bit more constructive feedback, because these are the people that are going to support the game at launch. I presume anyone you've got internally testing the game is probably going to vomit on any case of the game they get delivered. Simply just be sick of it.
Yeah.
You know that game you've been testing for like 2 years and you know the ins and outs of this entire game?
Well, here you go.
Yeah, have it for free. In case you can play it.
No, please no. I don't want this. Actually, another game I just remembered should probably have been beta tested several times is 007 Legends.
Oh. That's gonna haunt you for the rest of your life.
Just a multiplayer beta, or the
just playing the game. That game just was bad all throughout. Of course, it doesn't help that they chose the strangest movies to throw in there. Maybe except for Goldfinger, but just Moonraker, the movie that wasn't even based on the book, that was changed to be like about space and crap. And like, I don't know, some movies I don't really even know, and the stupid fisticuffs thing. There were things that needed to be fixed before that thing was released, especially considering GoldenEye before that was really good.
Yeah, there hasn't been in that great like, James Bond game since.
No, I mean the new GoldenEye.
Oh.
Yeah, the new GoldenEye.
Oh, that one.
It's the remake, yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, I never played that one. I've been wanting to pick that up.
Yeah, it's a good game, and then they, I guess with 007 Legends, they were like, hey, let's change things up and try to make it cool and new, and it's like, nope. You should have stuck with what you knew instead of just throwing in stuff you don't know how to do. And, it may have been able to be a good game had they at least released some kind of, I don't know, if it was something like PC beta versions where just anyone could give it a shot, give their feedback, then they could get like a several hundred people saying, this sucks, take it out. This you should take this movie out and put this movie in. This part of the story should be changed because it's just stupid. It shouldn't be there. It's a bad segue into the next movie, which is basically what that is. It's like, hey, let's just, I don't know. It was just so stupid. Let's just leave it
up. I mean,
I don't know.
I think a lot of people, like, you get the fan feedback and you're like, all right, the fans really need, they really want, like, multiplayer in this. So we need to get some people working on that. Nobody wants, you know, like, shooting in this, so that's scrapped. Let's get those people working on it. You kind of, like, figure out how you want the kind of thing to evolve.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a Wasteland 2 thing that I know if I go to check it, my internet will, like, die because it doesn't like Skype and Chrome working at the same time.
I, um, I forget what game it was, but I remember there was a kind of recent game that it was released before like any of the multiplayer was tested, and so the campaign was all right, but when people try to do multiplayer, it was just so broken.
There are a lot of games like that where the multiplayer just doesn't work on launch.
Is it, like the games that it's just tacked on and really just they're like, hey, you know, it'd be cool if we had multiplayer. Okay, let's release the game. And it, you know, whenever they work with the multiplayer, it could become all right. But then they just like emphasize the campaign and then just decide to attach multiplayer on it when it would be better off not there. I mean, seriously, like if some of these games that if they release just single player games, they could get really high scores, and then because the multiplayer is there and incredibly broken, the reviewers will dock points for that.
That's, I mean, we're incredibly off topic at this point, but I don't think you should dock points because feature of the game's not very good.
Hey, it's not. I'm just talking about like them not testing multiplayer.
Yeah.
Building it and evolving it, making it good.
But that's why they have those multiplayer betas.
Right. Yeah, there's plenty of games that have little demos before the actual game's out, which sort of helps with. I mean, it does help with balancing as well, which I don't think we've mentioned. It's also quite integral, especially with multiplayer, kind of making sure the weapons are balanced and everything like that as you go.
Yeah.
But it happens post launch all the time. Hi, Company Pharaohs. You you changed a lot of the balancing, didn't you? That was fun. You guys know. Yeah.
Somebody.
Next week we'll have a topic that these console fanboys can talk about. Don't worry.
Hey, I talked about this quite a bit.
Talk about
Elvis. I think we're enough off topic at this point.
Okay.
Is there even much of a topic to finish up?
What games do you think would be? I mean, we've already roughly talked about what genres, games, stuff would you like to see kind of have this kind of open, early access kind of stuff?
Specific genres?
I mean, you can go as specific as you want, but just like genres, games, franchises.
RPGs, I don't think, would really be a good idea. Aside from like
anything with story, different,
yeah. Like if they have to go through like 10 hours of story, and just keep, I don't know, if it's maybe like different parts of the game that they need to test, and not have to go through the game 100 hours over and over again to try to break stuff. You know, but I mean, like platformers, those can work because usually they don't really have stories at all. And, you know, there's a lot of designing in platformers that, you know, hey, can this jump be made well enough? Can I do this? Can I do that? Should we put this here? And, like, you know, there's a lot of artistic stuff. So, you know, having betas and alphas and stuff for that even, you know, could really help in the designing because you get feedback and you find out if, hey, you need to lower this platform so people can actually jump onto it. Which I'm sure some people out there have played platformers that were seemingly impossible because of this kind of thing.
I mean, if you look at Project Zomboid, they're releasing this main story, which is the Kate and Baldspot kind of tale, sort of kind of in chapters. I mean, they're redoing the entire first chapter because the game's changed so much they just have to change everything. Because it's also sort of the tutorial level, and it's not much of a tutorial anymore since it's different. And they're going to release kind of chapters as it goes. So that's sort of a way to get around the story element, I guess. But it's like the people that get into the alpha are going to like know the story, and they're going to spoil it and everything before anyone who like gets into the beta knows what's happening.
Speaking of zombies, I think horror games could probably benefit from certain kinds of testing from people to make sure it's scary, because a lot of horror games have that problem where they're not actually scary. So if you had a bunch of people testing it out and, you know, telling the devs that, hey, this isn't scary, so, you know, keep working on it. And then they try to make it scarier, and then, you know, the people testing are like, oh my god, give me a heart attack, you're doing good. You know, kind of helping that game be scary in a genre that's supposed to be scary.
I actually did beta test a scary game, which is one of the Kickstarter games during the summer, the Among the Sleep. It was actually pretty scary for a beta run. I did a pretty good job with it.
I'm interested in it.
Hopefully it does well. Yeah, it's about when you're playing as a
baby. Baby, yeah.
And then there's like a teddy bear.
Yeah. I mean, it's about live stream. It's about a baby's overactive imagination coming into reality, right?
I think
spoilers. What? Come on.
How?
I've already played the game.
This is the description of the game.
I mean, I think it would be a bit difficult being like, here's the alpha of this. I mean, if it's like a linear scary game, horror game, whatever, scary game, small genre, then it's sort of like, here we changed a bunch of things for the beta, and then you go back and you're like, oh, it's sort of the same. I know where the scares are and everything now.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see.
That's a good point, but I don't know. I guess if they changed it like a different way, like where they're just like, okay, this thing just doesn't work, so let's completely change this part, then they won't know the part. They'll know
like
that something's
internal
coming.
Internal testing kind of fixes a fair amount of this stuff, but it does need to be better, I think.
It needs to be scarier. Like, get it out there to the people who will find it scary.
Want to be scared.
Yeah, like how they get people to watch like horror movies, and then they like record them being scared.
Yes.
It's like, hey, look, this movie's scary, but
yeah, like you see in the commercials, like their audience reactions. Go watch it because they're scared.
Totally real. Yep. And not phoned in at all.
Oh my god, that's scary! Oh my god, that's like so scary. That's how they are.
I mean, are we pretty much done with this?
Yeah, I can't really think of too much else.
Cause I got a wrapping up statement to make.
Wrap it up then. Speech.
I said that.
Speech.
I mainly forgot it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, I think this entire thing has just been like getting the gamers and the developers to talk to each other a bit more. Maybe cut the angry, annoying, abusive gamers out of the picture.
Yeah. Get the gamers just, involved with the game's production, the development.
Yeah, don't want to make it too long.
It'll help a game if the people who will be playing it lets you know that you're on the right track.
Just like Bioshock Infinite. Got delayed a couple times because of the development.
But I think Bioshock Infinite wouldn't work too well without having just a big open, everyone can play it kind of thing.
Yeah.
It requires you to not know what the story's going to be because it loses a lot of its punch if you do.
Yeah.
It's not a but on the same...
Spoil beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel sorry for everyone who knows the big twists in Bioshock Infinite before they play it, that.
Yeah, like watching it on YouTube or something. Or hear it from some dick who decides to talk about it. like with Harry Potter when I was a kid.
Aww.
Thanks.
Okay, Harry Potter's not a very good series.
Thanks, Maul.
Wow, okay.
Well, she was in the discussion that I was there to hear. So thanks. Thanks for spoiling it for me. Anyway, what? Closing announcements and stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the entire letting gamers play games early before they release, having open alphas and betas and all that kind of stuff, does, you know, kind of help connect the player and the developer a bit more, which is a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
Unless one of the other sides is an idiot. But I mean, you know, just developers knowing what their consumers want and the players being able to guide the developers so they know what they want, so they get the game that they want.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, this game fits the needs of the many. instead of like just the developer making a game for themselves and finding out that, hey, their tastes are dumb. Yeah. No one wants a space game. Sit on one space station.
It's good to make what you want to make, but you got to make sure you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, a lot of times you're not the best one to listen to. You're like, oh, this is awesome, and then everyone else in the world thinks it sucks. It's like whenever you write a book, and you need people to read over it so you can give their feedback, because otherwise you'll just think it's the best thing ever, then you won't get published, and you're kind of out of an opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you have a big team of people and they need a shared vision, or the game's just going to be a weird mess of weirdness. I mean, you guys go like, hey, this is our game. Community's like, yep, we like this. Or, hey, you could change this. And like, all right, I'm going to change it. Or, you know, I mean, you can't bend over backwards for the people too much. You need to have a vision, I think.
Yeah.
I'm rambling now. I've gone way off the point I was trying to make. But,
close.
Yeah. You can kind of help. I mean, can I just say I'm sick of publishers and I wish you could get rid of them?
Yeah.
Just have gamers and developers kind of mix a bit more.
Yeah. We all gotta work together. It's like, whatever.
I think we could slowly see this kind of thing happening on consoles a bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. It would require, I mean, with indie development moving onto consoles more and more, we will see that kind of thing, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Hopefully. Because that's how indies traditionally do a lot of their kind of game development. Like, some of the most famous indie games at the moment aren't even done. You know, Kerbal Space Program's not finished. Prison Architect's not finished. Project Zomboid's not finished, you know. And yet they've got this massive fan following. Not finished. It's quite far away from being finished.
This podcast is finished now.
What was the recent update? 0.22?
What? I don't know.
No, the Kerbal Space Program thing is 0.22. It's the latest update. And it's like implementing the basic features for a massive big feature to come. You know, it's just like, they haven't put that in the towel yet. Minecraft even gets the odd update from now on in. They added horses a while back or whatever. That's behind us. That's the past. I don't care. I'm sorry, Minecraft. You're dead to me.
Aww.
Aww.
You know what else
that is in the past? That was this tower I was building still, isn't it? Anyway.
You know what else is in the past?
Finished?
This podcast. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Wait, what?
Have fun.
We're ending already?
Again?
Yep.
That's the only topic we talked about.
TK, you need to learn to pay attention.
I know.
Second week in a row, you didn't know we were ending.
I'm just trying.
God.